What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? How you doing? Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you, as always. What is today's episode number? 497 that we are on closely. Next week is episode 500. And if you've been listening to the past several episodes, you know that I'm going to be celebrating all of you, all of your wins as a result of this podcast. Also going to be accelerating the results and breakthroughs of my students, celebrating all of you here on the show. I figured, and my team, we collaborated and thought of, like, what's the best way we can use this and celebrate episode number 500? Well, I want to be celebrating all of you. So thank you so much, as always, for tuning into the show each and every week. It means the world to me to be even hitting 500 episodes. It's amazing. And so what I want to talk to you about today in this quick tip episode is, by the way, quick tip episodes, if this is your first episode here of the show, welcome, my friend. My Friday quick tip episodes, just like this one, this is where I'm going to share a quick tip with you that's going to help you optimize and scale your online business. And what I want to talk about today is this question of, what if it were easy? This is something I heard first several years ago from Tim Ferriss. I don't know where it was that I heard it, but I heard him say, like, he was talking about, you know, looking at a project or trying to solve something. And he started talking about this, like, this whole concept of, what if it were easy? And by the way, this also, Greg McKeown, who is the author of Essentialism, his new book, Effortless, which I'm reading right now, he devotes a whole chapter to this exact question, which I thought was really interesting. And so this whole concept of, what if it were easy, is really like just thinking about exactly what the question is. Looking at different things in your business and asking yourself, what if this were easy to accomplish this? Like, you're setting up a funnel. You're setting up ads. You're doing research about your perfect customer. Writing an email series. You're creating SOPs. You're setting up systems, and on and on and on. Right? A lot of these types of things can feel really daunting when you think about doing them or setting them up. Right? I would actually add number one to that list of getting customers. Right? Like, what if that were easy? What would it look like? Right? Well, I would reach out to the community I have right now, even if it's small, and I would ask somebody, hey, I want to offer you this free blah, 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 whatever it is that you do, whatever your expertise is, offer it to them for free. Use it as a case study. Use that to snowball into more people. Repeat that process until you're feeling really good about it and people are getting results. Then you start charging for it. I mean, yes, I'm oversimplifying it, but that's the idea here. What if you step back and ask yourself, the things in your business, whatever it is that's overwhelming you, what if this were easy? What would it look like if it were easy? And an example of this came up recently, I was doing a strategy call with one of our accelerator members, and she is a teacher entrepreneur, and she serves a few different grade levels. And she had this whole funnel, I should say funnels, mapped out for each of the grade levels. And I think all in all, it was like, I think it was like 64 different funnels or something like that. And I was like, holy cow, right? I understand what she was trying to do and why she was doing it. But the first thing that we did was like, I asked her, I said, well, let's take a step back here. And like, what if this were easy? What would that look like? And so we started brainstorming some different things, right? Because the idea here is let's get the right type of resource or lead magnet in front of the right teacher, the right grade level, depending on what it is that they're teaching. If they're teaching social studies or history or whatever it is, we're not showing them a math resource or a math lead magnet, for example. Again, this is getting the being in front of the right person at the right time with the right offer. So with the complexity of what this potential funnel was looking like, that's really overwhelming. And you don't want to, create 64 funnels right here. And so let's take a step back, look at it. What if this were easy? What would this look like? And again, it's really important to remember when we're asking this question to ourselves about accomplishing something in our business, it does not mean that whatever you come up with and you try that doesn't mean that you're committing to that forever. This is like the first iteration, if you will. And so one of the easy things that we came up with was, okay, you've got a landing page that, and she's sending the, now, let me just get, quick side note here. When it comes to teacher entrepreneurs, what they are able to do, and if any of you are listening right now, I'm going to you right now. What you're able to do is incredible. Like, I love it. And what you're able to do from a quote unquote traditional, marketing perspective, you guys get to throw all that out the window and it works, right? Which I love. What I mean by that, for example, is you could send, somebody, for example, to a landing page with multiple different options that people can choose from, and they will do it. If I were to do that in my business, that is a no-go, right? Like, it's the paradox of choice, right? If we give too many options, then they're not going to do anything. They're not going to choose, and they're just going to be like, holy cow, I don't know what to choose. I'm out of here. But in the teaching space, it's amazing. Like, you can give multiple, it's kind of like a choose your own adventure. And that's exactly what I discussed with this member here is, okay, let's look at what would be an opportunity for you to get people to a landing page, right? And then on that landing page, they're opting in and they're choosing what grade level that they're the teacher of, right? And then on the next page, they're choosing, once they opt in, right? So, okay, all right, I teach fourth grade, first name and email, boom. Next page, you're giving them the option of, here is social studies, here's math, here's science, here's whatever, writing, whatever it is. And then you can give them an option, like they can choose which one they want or all of them. And then from there, then you have follow-up email sequence. And I'm describing this on a high level, but my point here is that we looked at potentially here, we have like 64 different funnels, right? For each grade, or it was like something like 64. All these different funnels for each grade, because you've got multiple grades, then you have multiple subjects and areas of focus within each grade, which could be its own funnel in and of itself, blah, blah, blah. Then what does this do for ads, et cetera? First, looking at this initially, there's a lot of complexity and very easy to make this super complex. And it would make sense to a point of why you'd want to do that. However, it's like, where do you even start? How do we even implement something like this? So again, we ask the question, what if this were easy? What would it look like? And so take a step back. And that's the sort of the first iteration strategy that we discussed, right? Allow people to choose their own adventure through one funnel. And then on the back end, yes, depending on what it is that they purchase from a resource perspective, then you can have different follow-up emails and so forth, and that can be built out over time. But what it does is it takes this overcomplicated and really overwhelming complexity of different funnels and say, where do I even start? And when that happens, what do? We often do nothing because we're paralyzed, right? And so we break it down. Now it's much simpler to implement. We can get this going pretty quickly. And then also we can learn what works and what doesn't, and then just keep optimizing as you go. It makes it so much easier. I'm not saying it's actually easy to implement, but what you can do is just break it down step by step, because now you have a much simpler plan to go and implement. And I also recommended that she sign up for FG Funnels, because using different platforms, this was going to make it a lot easier to create this kind of funnel. By the way, if you're interested in just, you know, knocking off Kajabi, your order form software, potentially your email CRM, looking at all-in-one option that I've been very, very impressed with, FG Funnels is, I'm going to be talking more about it here on the show coming up, just because I really like the direction. I like the why. I like the vision for what they're doing with FG Funnels. So anyway, she went in and that's what she was able to start to build out, or actually have somebody do it for her, right? She had the vision of the simpler version of what she was trying to accomplish. And then she had somebody go and or start to build it out inside of FG Funnels, right? If you're interested, by the way, they have just this sick deal. I am in full disclosure, I am an affiliate for them. So if you do decide to jump into FG Funnels, I do get a small commission for it. So at no extra cost to you. So it's rickmulready.com/FGF. So anyway, that's what I want you to look at in your business right now, regardless of what it is that you're trying to focus on in the business. Could be hiring, could be, you know, writing an email series, creating systems and processes, or setting up a funnel or ads or whatever it is. Take a step back and ask yourself, what if this were easy? What would it look like? It's amazing when you ask your brain that question, what it can come up with. And it just makes, like, you just keep moving forward so much more quickly. Okay. If you would like my help in doing and working on these types of things right here, this is what we do, one thing that we do inside of Accelerator. If you are an online coach or a course creator and you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you want to be optimizing and scaling your business towards seven figures or multiple seven figures, right? But you're super overwhelmed right now. You're spinning your wheels and you're not really sure what next steps to take, right? If that is you and you're heading towards burnout, or maybe you're already there because that's very, very common. I've been there multiple times. Then I'd love to help you. I'd love to have my team of coaches help you, my team help you, the community that is Accelerator to be able to help you. We are accepting applications. It's application only. This is a one-on-one, also group coaching, also mastermind, all in one amazing program. So if this sounds like something that you would like my help with and you'd like to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Until the next episode here in the Art of Online Business, be well, my friend, and talk to you soon.